Hey everyone, welcome to the English Fluency Journey podcast. These episodes were created based on our videos on YouTube for those who'd rather listen than watch. So happy listening. Hope you enjoy our content.
I'm going to share with you one thing that can improve your English significantly and that unfortunately people don't use that often. And drums. It's writing. And before you say or think anything like, that's not a trick, it takes time and work, or I don't think it's gonna help me in any way, or it's too hard because I don't know grammar, before you reject this, just hear me out and try, just for the heck of it. What do you have to lose? First, remember that everything that I'm sharing here on this channel is based on my personal experience. And I really want this information reaches people that really need it, understand it, are gonna use it and benefit from it. And of course, I'll tell you where to start, how to incorporate it into your daily routine, and how to progress with it incrementally. Now, why writing? Because as it turns out, it's a very powerful tool. Think about this. When you write, you actually have time to think about grammar and the best, most appropriate wording. You can pick out different synonyms for the words you wanna use. Therefore, learn some new vocabulary. It gives your brain the opportunity to get used to thinking in English and using English. In addition, it will help you with the appropriate use and understanding of grammar, but not without your effort and research, of course. And if you want to say that you have no one to ask how to say something right or how to use grammar rules, I'll tell you right away. That is super crucial for you to try to get the hang of it by yourself. The reason being that it's going to force your brain to understand and memorize it better. You can use such free websites like Spellchecker, the link will be down below, to check your grammar, and also Google things you need.
Oh, this is brilliant indeed.
Like, literally. On the team or in the team? Well, because prepositions are confusing. Or a slang word for lazy. We're not couch potatoes, right? We can do research. There are so many websites where people answer these questions. And oftentimes people are not sure, puzzled by how to learn tenses, how to start and what to start with. Well, the best way to learn something is by using it. That's why my first suggestion is that you start with journaling. That means that in the evening, you're gonna document what you did that day. What happened? What was good? What was bad? What you would change? What you would improve? That's an amazing way to learn vocabulary that is useful for you and that you use in real life. Past tenses, because you're gonna describe what happened in the past. And conditionals, because you will think of different scenarios and possibilities. And let's be real. We don't sit every day learning grammar and doing some exercises. Nobody does this. That's why it's such a neat and substantial way to improve your English. Then write about your future plans, like what is your plan for tomorrow? And then dream a little bit, like what would you like to happen to you, for example? Don't be shy and don't restrict yourself because nobody's gonna read it except for you. And don't worry too much about making mistakes because this is how we learn, by making mistakes and fixing them. Every time you ask yourself how to say something, search for that information, make an effort to think in English, you're channeling your brain towards development and better memorization and comprehension of English. Moreover, if you're brave enough to explore your creativity, you can write some short stories. It can be about something real, or it can be a total fiction, a product of your imagination. And dare to dream and write about how you envision your life and future events. Write about what would happen if you met a woman or a man of your dreams, for example. What would you talk about with them? What would you say about yourself? And mark my word, you'll thank me for this because chances are that you are gonna have to talk about yourself anyway. Or imagine that you have a job interview. Google possible questions and answer them in written form. I bet that you greatly underestimate writing. Additionally, if you write by hand, it somehow activates your brain even more. But you can type, of course. I personally prefer typing. If you get used to expressing your thoughts, feelings, ideas, and goals on paper, it will help you to communicate with clarity. Apart from vocabulary and grammar, you'll learn a lot about yourself, since there are so many psychological benefits of writing. For example, it helps to clear your mind, recover memories, and put your life into perspective. And it inevitably improves your verbal communication as you become more picky in choosing the right words. Just one little tiny thing. You have to do this. At least try. Only you can do this. Nobody else can write instead of you. So what I currently do besides my creative writing is I actually keep a journal. And before going to bed, I think and write down what I'm grateful for. I write about my feelings and then I analyze why I felt that way. And if something negative happened, how can I avoid that in the future? What can help me cope with different situations? I write down my goals, ideas, and dreams, and I try to come up with the action plan to achieve those goals. To be honest, it's very therapeutic. One last thing, it's not the same as reading. Reading is a fundamental part of the learning process. When you read, you get a lot of knowledge and useful information. But when you're reading someone else's already structured thoughts. And when you're writing, you're coming up with your own unique thoughts and you're putting them on paper in your own unique way. You can't substitute one with another. Why am I telling you this? Because I've been writing and practicing this for quite some time now, and I thought that my like-minded folks, my tribe, will find this suggestion useful and worth trying.
Okay, guys, that's it for now. Thank you for choosing our podcast. Until the next one.